Likutei Halachos, Or HaChaim, Chelek Gimel, Hilchos Chanukah, Halacha Vav, Paragraph Gimel. Rav Nosson Zal says, V'al kein Yaakov Avinu Olav Hashom, K'shebo l'mokoyim hahu, shehu b'mokoyim hoeven shesia. Based on what we were, the explanation we gave just now about the Evan Shesia and how and why that was the place that the Kohen Gadol went into on Yom Kippur in order to achieve a forgiveness for Klal Yisrael, Rav Nosson Zal says this is why you'll understand why when Yaakov Avinu came to the site of the Evan Shesia, Nemar Shem, the Pasuk says over there in the beginning of Vayetze, Vayishkav b'mokim hahu, that Yaakov Avinu went to sleep there. Shemarameis al hagolus, that was alluding to the fact that even though that was the site of the Beis Hamikdash, where there was going to be incredible light and das over there, unfortunately there would be a time when that light would be extinguished, like when a person goes to sleep and the brain shuts down. Kiro Yaakov Sheshom Hu Mekoyim Tfila. Yaakov Avinu saw that that was going to be the place of the Beis Hamikdash, which is called a Beis Tfila, as the Pasuk says, Ki Beisi Beis Tfila Yikori L'chol Amim. Ach Kish Yaakov Avinu Ro Toikef HaGolos Hazeh, Shebagolos Hazeh Noflo Tfila Ma'oid, Vein Somim Alev Lehizgaber L'spal Koroi. However, when Yaakov Avinu saw the intensity of the Golos that was going to take place, the exile, that there's going to come an exile where tefillah, which is the purpose, the essence of the Beis Hamikdash, is going to take a tremendous fall, where people will not apply themselves to be able to daven the way they're supposed to. V'chol zeh machmasha sitrachro misgaberes moedum espashetes alodom misaveves oisoy bekama bekama mini bilbulim. And all of this is because the other side, meaning the Sotom, the Yetzer Hara, strengthens itself and spreads itself out over a person and encircles, engulfs the person completely with all kinds of bilbulim, all kinds of confusion and outside thoughts, ad sheyef sheloy lispal al klal, to the point where the person feels he can't daven at all. Ad shemachmazeh kamo v'kamo bnei odom kimat horoiv nisyashu atzmon menat filo bekavona, to the point where many, many people, just about the majority of Klal Yisrael, have given up on the possibility of davening with kavona, with davening properly. Umispalalim rak bapelavad beli kavona salev klal, and they daven just with their mouth, lip service, without their heart and mind being really involved in the tefillah whatsoever. Now these words that Rav Nosson Zal is saying here are unbelievably powerful. This is an incredible testimony coming from a person who, when he discusses the topic of judging people at Kaf Zchus, he writes pages and pages about how everybody's wonderful and great and excellent, but at the same time he doesn't lie. And especially here, he wants to make something perfectly clear, that if you're going to see people, unfortunately, most people in shul, and it's going to look to you like they're not really focusing on what they're doing, what they came to shul for, and even when they're davening, even those, that percentage of Jews that move their lips and actually say the words with their lips, unfortunately, the majority are very far from having their heart and concentration of the mind in the tefillah. There's a pasuk, Rabbeinu Zal quotes in the Likutei Moran, "Bisfos of chibduni, v'lipoy rochak mimeni." Hashem says, with their lips they show me respect, but their hearts are very far, very distant from me. And here, Rav Nosson Zal is calling a spade a spade. He's making it crystal clear that you should know that this is a disease that the majority of Klal Yisrael is afflicted with. That one of the most important items in Yiddishkeit, by far, is tefillah. Proof is that Rav Nosson Zal here showed us, based on the Likutei Moran, that the Beis Hamikdash was called a Beis Tefillah. That was the essence of the Beis Hamikdash. And yet, unfortunately, Rav Nosson Zal says that regarding this item, the Sitrachra, the Yetzirah, has gotten so powerful and has been able to mess up so many people and cause them at the time of tefillah not to be able to concentrate, where people end up giving up hope, feeling that they that in the, could be in this generation it's not possible. Maybe once upon a time, thousands of years ago, there were people who were able to concentrate when they were davening. But today, you don't find such a thing. And even the Shulchan Aruch says this. There are several laws in halacha regarding whether you repeat the Shmon Esrei for something or you repeat this, where the Shulchan Aruch says, but nowadays, since anyway we don't have we don't have kavon in tefillah, therefore the halacha is such and such. It's stuck in there as a curve, as a stab to all of us in Klal Yisrael, to know that when we talk about Golus, the Jews being in exile, when we talk about the Jews having fallen, this is specifically what we're referring to. Where Rav Nosson Zal can say these words, Kama v'kama b'nei Odom kimat haroiv. Many, many people, possibly, you know, the majority of Klal Yisrael, Nisyaishu atzmon min tefila b'kavona, have given up completely on being able to daven with kavona, which is what tefillah is all about, because the Gemara says that a tefillah b'li kavona is like a goof without a neshama. A tefillah without kavona is a corpse. It's a dead tefillah. The Gemara doesn't say that, therefore, don't daven, chas v'shalom. Nobody has permission to say that since I can't have kavona, maybe I shouldn't daven, maybe it's bracha levatol, or, you know, certainly I could be using the time more constructively, that not, but this is really something that's should be punching all of us in the stomach in a very serious way, saying, wow, he's describing the reality, and he's making it perfectly clear that I better make sure I'm an exception to the majority in this case. This is one of those times where a Jew doesn't have the option of joining the majority. Because it appears to most Jews that is impossible for them to be able to overcome the flood of outside thoughts that invade them during the time of tefillah. Whether it's Shachris Min Chamarev, whether it's when a person's reading Tehillim, whether it's when a person's speaking to Hashem in his own words, in all aspects of tefillah. V'Yaakov Avinu Shero Kol Zeh, and Yaakov Avinu, who foresaw all of this, Al Kein Shochav B'Mokim Ahu, that's why he lay down in that place. Sheheniach Es Atzmoi L'Toich B'Chinas Sheino B'Mokim Ahu, Hamarames Al Toikav HaGolos Hazeh, Sh'Atfila B'Chinas Sheino B'Li Kavonokes. He placed himself into sleep in that place, which was alluding to, this was alluding to the great Golos, where the tefillah would be in a state of sleep, meaning it would be without a Jew being awake during the time of tefillah. Awake means your mind is concentrating on it properly. V'ro, oz, shebebechinas sheina hainu shebetoik v'agolah shemizkabaretz hasetrach moed alvez tefillah, oz ein shum eitzo lihinot zeil kim al yideo emes kanal. And Yaakov Avinu saw that when that time will come, when the golus will get so intense where the Yetzirah will be able to do such a number on tefillah, the only possible solution to the problem would be emes. Hainu, dehainu, lirois, ledaber, hadibur, be'emes, b'mokim shu, meaning for the person to make sure to see to it that he should say the words with the emes of the level that he's on at that time. And that's what would allow the person to be able to exit from the darkness that he's in and to rise up to the highest level possible. This is what's meant when the Pasuk says, Yaakov Avinu had a dream. He saw a ladder where the base of the ladder was on the ground and the top of the ladder reached up to heaven. Sulam bigimatria koil. The word sulam, which means ladder, has the same numerical value as the word koil, which means the voice. Bechinas hakoil koil Yaakov, referring to the main power of Yaakov Avinu, which is his voice. Yitzchok Avinu said, hakoil koil Yaakov, ayodai midei Esav. Shehu koil hayoitzei be'emes. This is referring to the coil that comes forth with truth. Bechinas titein emes liyakov. As the Torah says, that the word emes is synonymous with Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov is the midah of emes. So Yaakov Avinu saw this ladder. He saw a coil. He saw his own voice. He saw the voice of Yaakov, the voice of truth, of emes. Ki koil kolol me'esh mayim ruach. Because we know that koil, sound, the Zohar HaKadosh says, is made up of three basic elements: fire, water, and air. In order for a person to speak, if a person's throat is dry, he can't talk. If a person can't breathe, they can't talk. And in terms of fire, there's a pasuk that says, Cham libi bekirbi, dibarti b'lashoni. That it's according to the warmth in a person, his speech is based on how warm he is. When a person is cold towards, is feeling ice cold towards someone, they can't talk to that person. So koil, voice, is dependent on these three elements. Bechinas emes, shekolo mishloishok tzavois, keyadua. Just like emes is a combination of three items, as is known in Sifrei Kabbalah, that chesed is Avram Avinu, gevura is Yitzchak Avinu, tiferes is Yaakov Avinu. Tiferes is synonymous with emes. Emes is a combination of three. Hainu al yidei ha-koil ha-yoytzei be-emes. Through the voice that comes forth with truth, which is this ladder whose base is on the ground, hainu, afal pi, why is the ladder's base on the ground? Afal pi shehakoil hayoytze be'emes, oymed b'mokoim nomuch moid. This means that this person, a person who finds himself in a very low place, on a very low level, and he wants to speak to Hashem, even though his words are coming from a very low place, bechinas emes me'eretz titzmoch. Still, if his words have truth in them, we find that there are times that the truth comes forth even from the ground. As the pasuk says, emes me'eretz titzmoch, the truth will blossom forth from the ground. Afal pikein, and despite the fact that it's coming from such a low place, v'roishoy magia shamayma, still it reaches up to the heavens. Ki tekev shemedaber adibor v'kol shalames. As soon as the person speaks his words, and it comes forth with an honesty, with a real sincerity, Meir lo yehoemes, the truth shines for him. Va'ile betachlis hu'aliyah ad la'shamayim, and the person rises up to the highest heights, mamish up to the heavens. V'zehu, and this is why the pasuk says, V'hinei malachi elikim oilim v'yordim boi. And Yaakov Avinu saw heavenly angels going up and down this ladder. Hainu bechinas oilam hamalochim shehu hoelyoin mishloisha hoilamois hamavorim b'maimranal shehem oilam hashofol voilam akoychovim voilam hamalochim sheho odno mekayimois metfilosai de dibur sheyotz mipiv bemes ayin shom. In that chapter on Likutei Moran, we said that Rabbeinu Zal bases it on the Noah's Ark. And in Noah's Ark, one of the things it says over there is tachtim shniim ushlishim ta'aseho, that Noach should build the ark three levels. One level for the animals, one level for the waste matter, one level for the humans. So Rabbeinu Zal, on that chapter in the Likutei Moran, explains that this means that the tefillah, the word teva means ark, the word teva also means words of tefillah. That through a Jew's words of tefillah, he rules, he becomes king over three levels. What are the three levels? The three worlds that are discussed in many Sforim, which are called the Olam HaShofol, the lowest world, the Olam HaKoychovim, the world of the stars, the heavenly spheres, and the Olam HaMalochim, the world of the angels, which is the upper world. So we see that the angels symbolize the upper world. So Yaakov Avinu saw in the dream that through this ladder, through this tefillah, which is coming from a low place and reaches up to heaven because it has emes in it, through that, even the angels, oilem v'yordim boi, their rise and fall is determined by this person. This person becomes in charge of all three worlds, of which the uppermost is the world of the angels. V'zehu, and this is why the pasuk says, v'hinei malachi elikim, these heavenly angels were going up and down, boi, on this ladder. Hainu mibchinas oilam hamalochim shehu ha'elyoim. This means from the world of the angels, which is the highest world. V'hatachtoin kolo be'elyoim. And we know that the lowest world is also attached to the upper world. Oilim v'yordim boi. Hainu she'ikar aliyosam v'yiridosam. Meaning their main ability to rise, to go up and down, hainu ikar kiyumam, which means their main ability to exist, alidei hasulam hanal, is dependent on that ladder. Hainu alidei hakoil hayoytzei bemes, meaning the words of tefillah that come forth with honesty, that's what sustains all the worlds. Shehu mekayim kol hoilamos, that's what gives life to all the worlds. This is what Yaakov Avinu saw. Vazai, and then the Pasuk says, Vayira, that Yaakov Avinu was filled with fear. Vayoymar, and he said, Ein ze kim beisalikim. This is obviously the house of Hashem. Vze shar hashamayim, and this is the gateway to heaven. Shehikir Yaakov, ki ikar aliyas hatfila v'tikuno, hu rak alidei oemes kanal. Yaakov Avinu came to the realization that the main thing that helps a tefillah go up, and the main thing that makes a tefillah effective is the truth, the honesty, the sincerity in the tefillah. V'ze b'chinas v'yitzoik shemen al roisha, shu b'chinas oyer, b'chinas shemen shel Chanukah. And this is why the Pasuk says that Yaakov Avinu made an altar there, and he poured oil over the altar. Oil symbolizes light, and light is synonymous with truth. We quoted a Pasuk earlier, Hashem oyercho v'amitcho, Hashem is your light and your truth. And this is alluding to the oil of Chanukah, Shehu Bechinas Oyer Hoemes Kanal, which symbolizes the light of truth. V'alkein Yaakov Daiko Ro Kol Zeh. And this is why it's specifically this tzaddik, Yaakov Avinu, who is known as Emes, Titein Emes Liyakov, he's the one that witnessed this. V'hu Gila Mekoyim HaBeis HaMikdash Shemekoyim Tefila Yoysa Mikol Ovois. And he's the one who revealed the site of the Beis HaMikdash, which is the site of tefillah, more so than all the other forefathers. Ki Avraham kroy har, k'may shomer azal psochem peches. Because the Gemara says in Psochem that each one of the forefathers named this place. Avraham Avinu called it a mountain, Yitzchak Avinu called it a field, and Yaakov Avinu called it a bayis, base tefillah, base scale. Ki Yaakov hu bechinas emes kanal, because Yaakov Avinu represents the highest level of truth. Bechinas titein emes liyakov, v'alkein al yodoi daikon esgala mekoyim atfila shebeis hamikdash, bechinas kibesi beis tefila. And that's why he was the one who revealed the site of the beis hamikdash more than anybody else. Because a mountain is something which not everybody goes out to the mountains. The mountain, you have to go far to get to mountains. Or even a field. A field is generally outside the city. A bias. Yaakov Avinu, Rabbein Zal explains this in the Gemara, by Yaakov Avinu naming the site of the Beis Hamikdash Abayis, Ki Beisi Beis Tefila, Abayis is the closest thing to man, closest thing to civilization. That's the thing that's most accessible. Ki Ikar HaTefila Hu Al Yedei Emes Kanal, because the essence of Tefila is dependent on truth. Shehu Bechinas Yaakov Kanal, which is represented by Yaakov. V'ze Bechinas Chanukah, Shehu Bechinas Chanukah Sabeis Hamikdash. And this is the essence of Chanukah, because one of the reasons why we celebrate Chanukah is the initiation of the Beis HaMikdash, the re-initiation of the Beis HaMikdash. Shehu b'chinas tefillah kanal, which is the issue of tefillah. Ki aydei ner Chanukah b'chinas oyro emes kanal, aydei ze ikar tikkun tefillah, b'chinas kibesi beis tefillah kanal. Because by lighting the Chanukah candles, which symbolize emes, because we said oyer is synonymous with emes, that's We're activating the power of tefillah, because the most important ingredient in tefillah is this emes. I don't think Rav Nosson Zal mentions this here, but he mentions in another place in the Likutei Halachos that the Arizal says that in the morning, in the tefillah shachris, from Kriya Shema till Shmon Esrei, if you'll count, you'll see that we say the word emes 8 times, exactly 8 times. Emes v'yatzav enocha mekam yeshem, emes aturishon v'atachron, emes mimitzrayim galtonu, exactly 8 times. corresponding to the eight candles of Hanukkah correspond to those eight times that it says emes. That's another connection to show the connection between light and truth, how those two go together, and that's what the Hanukkah candles specifically symbolize, turning on that emes. Because again, the Greeks wanted to extinguish the light of the Torah. What is the Torah? Torah is emes. What is Greek wisdom compared to Torah? Sheker. It's the opposite. It appears like knowledge. It appears to be just the same. This is deep wisdom and this is deep wisdom. But this is phony. This is phony wisdom. This is a wisdom that you get to by perfecting yourself and improving yourself and elevating yourself constantly. It's years and years of effort to elevate oneself to become a superhuman being in terms of quality of character and etc. Whereas their wisdoms, the people who are outstanding in their wisdoms were people who were lowlifes, people who we end up discovering used drug addicts and adulterers and everything. That's what they were, you know, those were, and they were still able to become leaders in their wisdoms.
What's the significance of
in that chapter in the Likutei Moran, Rabbi Nezal explains it. About Yaakov Avinu gave this over to his sons because his sons represent the 12. There are 12 nuschois of tefillah corresponding to the 12 sons of Yaakov Avinu. And Yaakov Avinu said, I have given you Shechem, Yosef HaTzadik, who is the chosen one of the brothers. Yaakov Avinu said, I have given you Shechem. Shechem is Shofol Koichov Malochim. I've given you the power of tefillah. You have the power of tefillah, you know, on the highest level, which means you have the ability to rule over all three worlds. V'alkein koren, paragraph Dalet. V'alkein koren b'chanukah shnei mosar nesiyim shel shnei mosar shvotim. And this is why the Kriyas HaTorah of Chanukah, we read about the 12 leaders of the 12 tribes bringing their sacrifices by the initiation ceremony of the Mishkan. This is also tied into the elevation and perfection of tefillah. Because Rabbi Nezal says in that chapter in Likutei Moran, quoting from the Arizal and Sforim, that there are 12 basic channels of tefillah corresponding to the 12 shvotim. And the Arizal says that's why we have today Nusach Ashkenaz, Nusach Sfardis, that each one of them is chois, is kodesh. Each one of them is sacred, and they're tied into the concept of these 12 basic paths of tefillah. Shetala hatfila derech hamata v'hashevet hashayichlo. In that chapter, in the Likutei Moran, Rabbi Nezal discusses that in order for a person's tefillah to be effective, he has to make sure that his tefillah goes up through the proper channel. It's got to have it's got to go up through his shevet's path. If somebody tries to send his tefillah up the wrong street, it won't work. Each person, via his shevet, should send. As Rabbi Nezal explains in that chapter in Likutei Moran, so note, Chanukah is a time of the eight candles, which represents the light, which represents emes, which is tikkun hatfila. That's why in Chanukah we read about the 12 tribes, because one of the aspects of tikkun hatfila is getting your tefillah to go up via the proper one of the 12 channels. And Rabbi Nezal writes in that chapter in the Kutpan that that's something which only the greatest tzaddikim know. And that's why when a person davens, the person's supposed to have in mind before they start davening that they're attaching their tefillah to the tzaddikim. Because the tzaddikim know how to send my tefillah up through the proper channel. Something that not every regular Jew isn't capable of doing. And that's why there are 8 days of Chanukah. Because the elevation and perfection of tefillah is dependent on 8. As the 8 parsa that are mentioned in the chapter in Likutei Moran that this is based on. Kol chamishachum sheitoiro v'sholosh tefilos bayoyim, which includes the 5 books of the Torah and the 3 basic tefilos, shachris min harvis. Because the Gemara says that without Torah, tefila is ineffective. Meiser osnei mishmoya tefila, mishmoya Torah, gam tefilosai toeva. A person who turns a deaf ear to learning, his tefila is also rejected. That's why we've mentioned in the past, the most effective place to daven in is a place of learning, number one. And that's why we have Kriyas HaTorah in middle of davening. What kind of mishmash? Praying and then they take the Torah out in the middle. Why don't they finish praying and then they deal with the Torah? The answer is because one of the most effective ingredients in tefillah is Torah. The two must go together. So that the Torah, which is based on five books, and tefillah, which is based on three basic tefillah, Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Shachris, Min, Harvest, together it's eight. That's the eight candles of Hanukkah, which represent a shlemus of tefillah. The shlemus of tefillah is eight, when it's the combination of Torah and tefillah. Shal yidei shmoina b'chinas elu ha-tefillah b'shlemus. Through these eight, the tefillah is complete. Ki ikar oyer ho-emes zoichan al yidei ha-toyer shu-toyeres emes. Because the main light of truth, how is a person zoichan to the light of truth? Through the Torah, which is the essence of truth. V'yalkein omer razal, that's why the Medrash says in Eicha, Halavai oisi ozofu v'soirosi shamoru. Hashem says, you know, the Jews have complaints about me. Each one of them has different excuses why they don't want to be my friend. Hashem says, fine, I'm willing, let them, they want to go away from me, leave me, but don't leave the Torah. Stick to the Torah. Why? Shemitoich shohoyu mesasken bo, because if the Jews will involve themselves in Torah, Hamor shebohoyu marziron lamutov, the light of the Torah will return them to the good path, will bring them back to me, Hashem says. Because through Torah, a person is zeicha to truth, to honesty. And we learned earlier that when a person has emes, emes is a light. Emes shines the way to exit from whatever darkness you're in. And that's what will lead the Jews back to good. That's what will get them to do tshuva, to return to Hashem. In other words, it's sort of like a joke, and it's, you know, Hashem is saying something, cute. You don't want to be my, don't go learn. Fine, you don't want to be my friend, go learn. And if you learn the right way, if you'll get the proper thing that you're supposed to take out of the Torah, the most important thing you're supposed to take out of the Torah, which is the emes. The emes is a light that will lead you in one direction only, back to Hashem, close to Hashem. Person says, but hold on a second, how come there's so many guys in prisons all over the world? Suppose that people that learn Torah that are in jail for stealing and this and that. The answer is, that's part of the Bechira. That's part of free choice. That Hashem has given man in this world such incredible free choice that a person can take the Torah, which is the essence of truth, and misuse it and misinterpret it, and Rachmanis do terrible things, despite the fact that he learned Torah. And unfortunately, sometimes he'll justify himself through the Torah. He'll claim that the Torah permits what he did, even though it doesn't. V'alkein shleimus hatfilo ha'idei ha'Torah. And this is why the success and the completion of tefillah is dependent on Torah. K'moisham Razal, as the Gemara quotes the pasuk, Meisir oznoi mishmoya Torah, a person who turns his ear away from listening to Torah, gam tfilosoi toyeva, his tefillah is also rejected, disgusting to Hashem. V'ze b'chinas shmoinis semei Chanukah, kol b'chinas tmanya parasyanal shem shleimus ha'tfilah kanal. And this is why there are 8 days in Chanukah, because if Chanukah symbolizes tefillah, tefillah is dependent on a base of eight. Paragraph Vov. V'ze b'chinas Moshiach shekol mikol ha'tfilos. This is the concept of Moshiach, who is a composite of all the tefilos of Klal Yisrael. V'hu male kol tefilos Yisrael ashar ha'shayach loy. And he is the one who elevates the tefilos of Klal Yisrael to the gate that they're supposed to get to. And all of this is because Moshiach represents emes. Ki al Moshiach nemar shlach oircho va'amitcho. Because the pasuk says about Moshiach, Hashem, send us your light, send us your truth. These are the nicknames of Moshiach. Ve'ikar shem Moshiach al shem shu Moshuach b'shem mishchas kodesh. And the word Moshiach means anointed. He is anointed with that holy oil, that sacred oil, shehu bechinas oyer ho'emes kana, which represents the light of truth, bechinas shemen shel Chanukah, the oil of Chanukah, וזה בחינס הכהן גודל שהוא זכר לכנס לפני ולפנים לזכור ולעצמי קודס אמס. This is the concept of the כהן גודל, who was זכר to be able to enter into the holy of holies, where you have the essence of truth, שהוא מקוים האורוין, the place where the holy ark was, מקודס אבן שסיה, where the foundation rock, which Hashem founded the whole world on, Shar HaShemayim, which is the gateway to heaven. V'chol zeh al yidei b'chinas emes, b'chinas shemen anal, shu b'chinas oil anal. And this was all based on truth, which is that oil, that light. Ki ha-koyen ha-godol nimshach b'shemen ha-mishcho. Because we know again, the koyen godol was anointed with holy oil. K'may she-kosuv, v'ha-koyen ha-godol, the great koyen, asher yutzak al-roisho shemen ha-mishcho, who had this holy oil on his head, which means he had to be the closest one to truth. Oil is light, light is truth. And how? That's what gave him the ability to enter into the Holy of Holies, where you had the highest level of emes. Paragraph Zion. V'alkein Yaakov Daiko Yorad Legolos Mitzrayim. And this is why it was Yaakov Avinu specifically that went down to Mitzrayim, as is explained in this chapter on the Likutei Moran that we're basing this on. V'alkein Yaakov Daiko Yorad Legolos Mitzrayim. And this is why Yaakov Avinu specifically was the one who went down to Mitzrayim, as is explained in this chapter on the Likutei Moran. V'Hashem Yizborach Hivtichoi Onoichi Eirei Dimcha Mitzrayim V'Onoichi Aalcho Gam Oloi. And Hashem promised Yaakov Avinu, I will go down to Egypt with you, and I will come up, I will exit with you. How? Al Yidei Ho'emes. Through this Mid of Emes, because Yaakov Avinu is the Mid of Emes, and Rabbeinu Zal taught us that the Mid of Emes is that lantern that assists a person, that even when he has to go into darkness, he's able to find his way out of the darkness. Shehi Bechinas Yaakov Kanal. Emes is the concept of Yaakov Avinu. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, there's a pasuk where Chana, the wife of Elkanah, there was a man by the name of Elkanah who lived during the time of Eli HaKohen. He had two wives, Chana and Pnina. Pnina had children, Chana didn't. And Chana was very, very upset about this. And at one point, Elkanah, her husband, said to her, Haloi onoichi toivloch, I am better for you than anything. You worry you don't have children, you don't have this. I'm better to you than any, you're not lacking in anything. Rav Nosson Zal explains, Ki kishayizkor ho'odom teva sonoichi, when a Jew will remind himself of the famous word onoichi, which is the opening word of the Aseres Hadibros, the Ten Commandments, Onoichi Hashem Elokecha, I am your Hashem, Hainu Onoichi Hashem, Hainu Bechina Soemes, which is the essence of truth, Bevadai Yochel La'alois Mikol Hanafilois V'hayiridois. The person can certainly get himself out of any kind of fall. Ki b'chol mokim nimtza Hashem, because Hashem can be found everywhere. V'zehu, this is what the pasuk means when it says, Onoichi eirei dimcha, v'onoichi a'alcha. I will go down with you. Rav Nosson Zal is going to put together Hashem's statement to Yaakov Avinu when he was going down to Mitzrayim, and Elkanah's statement to his wife Chana. Ki Chano hi bechinas ha-tfila. Chano is the symbol of tefila. We know that the Gemara in Brachos learns out all the laws of tefila, of Shmon Esrei, from Chana, how she davened. So she is the symbol of tefila. Shehi bechinas isho yiras Hashem. She is the symbol of the woman of valor, the woman who has true fear of Hashem. V'zehu bechinas Chano loshen tchino u'bakosha. The word chano is like the word chanino, or techino, which is another word for tefillah. V'chano hoiso moras nefesh, and we know that chano was very bitter. K'may shekosev, as the pasuk says, v'him moras nefesh, he was very bitter and brokenhearted over her predicament. Ki chiasato tzoroso gam kas, because her fellow wife, Pnina, used to constantly needle her. The Meforshim explains she didn't do it with bad intent. She did it to get Chana to daven more and more desperately to Hashem for children. So she wouldn't let up on her. She would constantly make, you know, tease her. That's the term. She would tease her to make her, to bring her to tears, with the hope that these tears would get good the results that they needed from Hashem. Dahainu hasidrachra shehid sarosa shalatfilo mizgaberes halatfilo macheses soisa umevavelas esodem natfilo bekamen bide bilbulim kanal. Rav Nosson Sal says this concept of chana, which is the tefila, having a partner who is constantly antagonizing her, this refers to tefila, which has the partner, the Yetzer Hara, who is constantly looking to antagonize the tefila, to mess up the tefila. Vazai hatfilo hi bebechinas moras nefesh, and when a person is in that kind of predicament, then his tefila is with a bitterness. Bechinas venafsha morala, as the pasuk says that she was very bitter. Vazai hoetzov atikmal zehu rak shira sheit sadibor beemeskanal, and when a person is in that kind of predicament, the only solution is for the person to see to it that his words should come forth with truth, with honesty, sincerity. And this is what it means when it says that her husband Elkanah said to her, "Halochi onoichi toivloch me'asor abonim, I am better to you than 10 sons." Onoichi daiko. Why did he use the word onoichi? He could have said ani. Why did he use that word onoichi, which is Hashem's opening word of the Aseres Hadibros? Bechinas onoichi Hashem aleikecho. He was referring to the onoichi. The ultimate I is Hashem. And he meant, Bechinas onoichi eredim cho mitzrayim, vonoichi alcham oloi, hanemar beis shiorad hu von of the gods mitzrayim. The pasuk that talks about when Avram Avinu and his sons went down to Egypt, when Hashem said, I will go down with you and I will bring you up. Shemarameis al yud beis nuschois atfila begolos mitzrayim. The concept of Yaakov Avinu's 12 sons going down to Egypt alludes to the concept of the 12 paths of tefillah going into exile. And Hashem promised Yaakov Avinu at the time, I'll go down with you and I'll come up with you. This means that if a Jew, no matter where he is, can always remember Anoichi, the great Anoichi, meaning Hashem, ki Hashem Yizborach nimtza b'chol mokim, because Hashem is everywhere, v'yazai b'chol mokim shu yochoy l'skarv l'Hashem Yizborach, yidei shidab radibur b'emes l'fi madrigosoy. Then the person can come close to Hashem no matter where he finds himself, because he always has that ability to speak to Hashem with an honesty and sincerity and a truthfulness. And then his honest words will shine a path to him. Because truth is the light of Hashem. And that's why the pasuk says, and I will get you up. I'll get you out of here. And this is what's meant when the pasuk says, I am better to you than 10 sons. Asora bonim hein bechinas asora ksorin, hainu bechinas eses sfirois kemuva. The term 10 sons corresponds to the 10 sfirois, the 10 midos of Hashem. Keser, chochma, bino, chesed, gvur, tveres, all of them. Ulefamim yesh echod shepogam venofal mikol ha-asora ksorin digdusha, vizgabru kenegdoi kol ha-esek ksorin acherim. At times, you have a Jew who sins and he falls to a level where not only does he remove himself from all 10 levels of holiness, but rather he plugs himself into the 10 crowns of the Sidra Achra, it's called. V'oz bevadai eino yochel espal klal. And when a person's in that kind of state, he can't daven at all. V'nafshoi moroloi, and he's very bitter. V'ashem yizborach choymolol of gamkein, and Hashem takes pity even on that person. And Hashem tries to figure out all kinds of ways that no Jew should go lost. And Hashem gives him advice. If you'll remember this anoichi, if you'll remember that I, Hashem, am with you, that's more powerful than all the 10 connections, all the 10 plugs that you're plugged into. If you'll remember the great anoichi, the I am Hashem, and Hashem is everywhere, zev toiv mikol ha-sorabonim. That's more powerful than all 10 sons. Ki afal pishes gabru kol ho-eser k'sorandam savusai, they shepoga mechol amidus diktusha. Even though, as a result of these sins that you've committed and the things you've done wrong, you've messed up your connection to all 10 levels of holiness, and instead you've plugged yourself into all 10 levels of tumah, im kol ze bechinas anoichi toiv mikulam. Anoichi is powerful enough to outdo all of that, to wipe all of that out. Ki Hashem Yisborach nimtza bechol mokoim, because Hashem is everywhere. V'koroiv Hashem l'chol koirov, and Hashem is close to all of those that call out to Him, l'chol ha-sheikruhu v'emes, to those who call out to Him with emes. So if you are in all 10 levels of tumah, if you're plugged into all 10 spheres of tumah, and despite that, you talk to Hashem with an honesty and sincerity, that suddenly becomes a beam of light, a beam of light to beam you back up into the Kiddusha. While we quoted this pasuk, I have the privilege of saying something over from the Arizal. The Arizal says a beautiful explanation on this pasuk, which most people don't stop to think. This pasuk in Tehillim seems to contradict itself. Make up your mind, which is it? Koroiv Hashem l'chol koirov, Hashem is close to all those that call out to Him. And then the second half of the pasuk says, L'choyel ha-sheik ruv emes, to those who call out to Him with truth. That isn't everybody. Everybody isn't the epitome of honesty. So what's the story? And this is in the Torah, and the Torah is perfection. The Torah is all truth. So how do we make sense out of this? The Arizal says, easy. The word koirov is present tense. The word yikra'uhu is future tense. The Arizal says you have two levels of Jews. Any Jew that calls out to Hashem, any Jew, no matter what level he's on, which is exactly what Rav Nosenzal says, any Jew that calls out to Hashem, Hashem is there for him. Hashem will connect with that person. When? If you call out to Hashem. And it's your move. You got to make that first move. However, there are some Jews who are on a level of pure emes, who are really, really honest, genuinely honest and sincere and really connected to emes, by them, Hashem is close to them, l'choy l'asher yikru'uhu. Let's say they're planning on talking to Hashem at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Now it's 11 o'clock. They will call out to Hashem b'emes. Hashem is close to them now at 11 a.m., even before, l'chol koirov, those who are calling out to Hashem, Hashem is close to them, no matter what, whether they're honest or not so honest. Whereas, l'chol asher yikra'uhu ve'emes, those who will call out to Hashem with emes, Hashem is close to them even before they call out to Him. Just like there's a pasuk that says, terem yikro vaniene, even before they cry out to Me, I answer them. Which people? That elite few who are zeicha to speak to Hashem with real, real emes. Paragraph Ches, Rav Nosenzal says, V'zeh b'chinas Chanukah, shehu b'chinas Chana Chof Vav. Now we could understand, the Arizal says that the word Chanukah is made up of two words, Ches Nun Hei, which is Chana, that special tzadekis, who is the symbol of tefillah, and the remaining letters are Chaf Vav, which is 26, which is the numerical value of Hashem's name. Kimavur Bekavonis, as is explained in the writings of the Arizal. The Arizal shows the Kabbalistic issues related to this. Now Rav Nosenzal says, Chaf Vav Zebechinas Shem HaKodosh, Shehu Bechinas Etzem Hoemes Kavyochel. 26 is the numerical value of Hashem's name. Hashem, who is the essence of truth. Bechinas Onoichi. Me, Hashem, Bechinas Vahashem Elohim Emes. There's a pasuk that says Hashem is Emes. Vaydeze Nishlam Hatfilo Shi Bechinas Yishiras Hashem Bechinas Chana Kanal. And that's what makes the tefillah complete. That's what makes a person's tefillah effective completely. The Chavav in it, the Emes in it. וזה בחינס שמואל הנביא שבו ממנו שמידו סיימס. And this is also the concept of Shmuel Hanovi, who is the child of Chana, who is known for the mid of Emes, Bechinas, as we find Shmuel Hanovi is the one who made that famous statement, V'gam Netzach Yisrael lo yeshaker, Hashem never lies. So he's the one who spoke out for truth. Ki Shmuel tikein bechinas hanetzach kamuva, because the Arizal shows that Shmuel Hanovi symbolized the sphere of Netzach, v'ze bechinas Chanukah kamuva, which is also tied into Chanukah, because according to Kabbalah, Chanukah and Purim represent Netzach and Hoid, which are the feet. That's a whole explanation in the writings of the Arizal, which isn't for now. But Rav Nosson Zal is just showing some connections here to the issue of Emes. V'ze bechinas, and this is what's meant by the pasuk that says, V'nosato la'amoscho zera anoshim, when I think this Chana is the one who said this, that you will give your maidservant seed of people, Shedor Shrazal, the Gemara Darshan's on it, Shem Moshach l'shnei anoshim. This refers to Shmuel Hanovi, who was zechet to anoint two kings, Shaul HaMelech and Dovra HaMelech. Because of the fact that Shmuel Hanovi was zeichet to be misaking the mid of Netzach, shehu bechinas emes kanal, which is synonymous with emes, because the pasuk says Netzach Yisrael lo yishaker. Netzach is not sheker. Bechinas v'gam Netzach Yisrael lo yishaker. Ayidei ze zochol l'mshoyach malochim. That's how he got the schus to anoint kings, shenim shochim b'shemen mishchas kodesh, who are anointed with that sacred oil, shehu bechinas oir ho'emes, the light of truth. Ki ha'melech hu bebechinas tefila, because we know that the king symbolizes tefila, shehu bechinas malchus. Tefila is called malchus. It says by Dovra Melech said, va'ani tefila, tachas ahavos yistanuni, in exchange for my love, people hated me, va'ani tefila, and my only recourse is to daven Hashem. But we see David, who is the symbol of Malchus' kingdom, said these famous words, va'ani tefila, I am tefila. And this is why throughout the Sforum, they always say tefila is a concept of Malchus. V'alkein ikra Malchus ha'idei shirim shach b'shemen. And this is why the anointing of a king, the establishment of a king, was done through oil, shehu bechinas oir ho'emes. Because the oil, as we explained earlier, is the light, which is the truth. Sh'idei ze ikra tikkun ha'tefila shebechinas malchus kanal, which is the main perfection of tefila, which is Malchus. These two go together. So now you know why they anointed a king specifically with oil. It symbolizes this concept of oil is light, light is emes, and malchus is dependent on emes. Just while we're on the topic, it's brought that malchus is a concept of tzimtzum. Malchus is constriction. Malchus is a keli into which all the other spheroids, all the other lights shine into it, and it's the constriction of all of them. It's brought that time is Malchus. Zman is called Malchus because time is a constriction. We're limited to, you know, minutes, seconds, hours, etc., etc. The unit of time that the Jews go by is 1,080 parts to the hour. The hour is not divided into 3,600 parts like the American system, you know, of 60 minutes to an hour, 60 seconds to a minute, comes out to 3,600 parts. But instead, the hour is divided into tatraf chalokim, it's called, 1,080 pieces. Each slice is 3 1/3 seconds. That's why in shul, by the Ashkenazim, I don't know if they do this by the Sfaradim, by the Ashkenazim, they announce when they bench Rosh Chodesh, they say that the molad will be this hour, this minute, and so many chalokim. If you want to know how many seconds it is, a chalik is 3 1/3 seconds. So it's brought that tiferes, the sphere of Tiferes is Emes. Tiferes is Emes. Chesed is Avraham. Gevura is Yitzchok. Tiferes is Yaakov Avinu. Tiferes is Emes. Titein Emes liYaakov. Malchus is immediately below that. Because if you take the Aleph out of Tiferes, you get Tatraf. That exact unit, which is the measurement of time. You know, Tov Tov Reish Pei units. Which is a synonym for Malchus. was to show how close these two are together, that Emes is the level right above Tiferes, is right above Malchus in a certain sense. That super kesher between Emes and Tefillah, which and Emes is synonymous with Torah. The Torah is Emes. How these two must go together. And this is why the Gemara says that the opinion of Beis Hillel was that when it comes to Hanukkah candles, you're supposed to add a candle every single day. Because the Gemara says that when it comes to Kedusha, you're supposed to increase the Kedusha constantly. Go higher and higher, not less and less. Because when a person is in the depths of Golus, the Emes is on a very low level. It's very small. However, the more the person draws himself closer to Emes on his level, that little dot of Emes lights a way for him to be able to exit from the darkness. Because every single day the light grows a little bit. Every day it shines a little bit more. Until the person goes up to the highest levels. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says, Vo'anoichi a'alcha gamoloi. I will elevate you and elevate you. Aliyah achar aliyah, higher and higher. Bechinas malin bakoidish. This concept of not just going up one, not just exiting, but rising and rising. Paragraph Yud, V'zeh bechinas chanaka chonu chofhei. This is one of the other interpretations of the word Chanukah, that it's made up of two words, Chanu, they rested, Chof Hei, on the 25th day of Kislev. Bechinas Chof Hei Asvon de Miyachtin Yisroel Bechol Yoim. This refers to the 25 letters of the Shema Yisroel Hashem Alekeinu Hashem Echod, where the Jews say the Yichud of Hashem every single day. Hainu Bechinas Emuna. That's the ultimate declaration of faith in Hashem. Because through Ner Chanukah, which we said is the concept of light, which is Emes, Hashem Oyrcho Vamitcho, through that, from Emes, a person goes to Emuna. We say it every day in davening, Emes ve'emuna choyk v'layavor. Ki ikara ho emuna al yidei Emes, kemavura b'mokam acher. Because we know that the only thing that's really called emuna is when it comes from a place of emes. If I say I believe that this table is a giraffe, that's not called belief. That's not called faith. That's called stupidity. When do we apply the term faith on a foundation of truth? Otherwise, a person could say, "Why believe in anything? Why is your faith? If you're telling me faith isn't something that I can see and can't understand." Why should I believe in Hashem if I can believe in a kangaroo instead? It's more convenient. It's more accessible, you know. The answer is, Ladl, that emuna alone doesn't work. Emuna has to be based on emes. You have to start from a place of emes. As the Zohar HaKadosh says, tzedek, there's a pasuk that says, v'hoyo tzedek ezor mosnov, ve'emuna ezor chalotzov. The pasuk mentions tzedek and emuna. So the Zohar HaKadosh says, Hainu tzedek, hainu emuna, that tzedek and emuna are the same thing. So the Zohar HaKadosh answers, tzedek, kadis chabras be'emes, is savida semuna. That when you take tzedek and you attach it to emes, then it becomes emuna. And the Zohar HaKadosh explains that Kabbalistically, how tzedek is malchus, and malchus is emuna, and when you attach it to emes, that's when it really earns the title emuna. Because emuna is only, you can only use that term emuna when it's connected to a yisoid of truth. And that's what Chanukah is about. Chanukah is the combination of emes and emuna. Because we learned before that on Chanukah you have 8 days, and we said that the 8 days represent the 5 chumashim and the 3 tefillos, which basically sums up the entire Yiddishkeit. Everything in Yiddishkeit is basically either in the Torah or tefillah, you know, period. That's koilel everything. And those two represent emes and emunah, which are the concept of husband and wife, which are the concept of the sun and the moon. Throughout all these Sifrei Kabbalah and all the Sifrei Hasidus, everything is pretty much based on these two things. This yisoid of emes and emunah, which if a person has that, they have everything. Halavai, we should be zoche to fulfill all the mitzvahs of Chanukah, bepshitas ubetmimus, and to the extent that we remember any of the things that are written here, and it gets us to do the mitzvah with more feeling, with more simcha, that certainly makes the mitzvah more effective. We mentioned many times that the Arizal said, when he was asked what made him different from all the tzaddikim of his time, he said it was this specific item, that he did the mitzvahs with tremendous joy, tremendous simcha. He quoted the pasuk in Tehillim, "Sos anoichi alem rasecha kemoitzei shoal rov," where David HaMelech says, I was so happy about the mitzvahs, like a person who had found a tremendous, tremendous treasure. A person has to feel every time a Jew does a mitzvah, he's got to do it with the type of enthusiasm that he would have if he won a $20 million lottery, that kind of thing. And he needs to know that he's downplaying the mitzvah. He's not exaggerating the mitzvah. If anything, he's downplaying it, because the Gemara says 20 million isn't enough. Schar mitzvah b'hayal malekah, that this world doesn't have enough bucks to cover you for a mitzvah.